What annoys you in the deli line? 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. Raven's poor wife was cheese-shamed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. One time would have been one thing, but cheese-shamed over a period of time. Like, you go to the grocery store once a week or something like that, every week for like 3 months. And don't act like you don't recognize my face, all right? Don't act like you don't.
Can you please explain what happened? Because I don't think the an average person knows what cheese shaming is.
Listen, all right. When you go to the grocery store, okay, a lot of times you're going in for maximum efficiency. There's very little people that are going to the grocery store for their vacation or leisure time, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the tensest areas, of course, is always going to be the deli line. You walk up. Are you going to try multiple cheeses? Is the person behind you going to be huffing and puffing when they have to wait like it's the post office, like they're surprised everybody else needs stamps or whatever? Is the deli person being ultra lazy? Are they going to take the internet order before you? These are all big things. So every time my wife was going to the grocery store recently, the guy behind the counter, every time somebody would ask, what's the number one white American cheese?
He would ask that to
no,
her?
No. What is the number one? It's Land O'Lakes, right? I mean, everybody goes up and gets Land O'Lakes cheese.
I don't know that.
Or Stop and Shop cheese or whatever it is. White American cheese.
I'm sorry.
So he would go and you would ask for Land O'Lakes white American cheese and he would go on this whole tirade about how it's not real cheese. It's cheese food and that you should be having this other cheese because of whatever it's doing to your body or whatever.
Wow. Okay.
Now, there'd be six people in the deli line. When all six of those people asked for that cheese, he would give the same speech to every one of those six people, to which nobody would ever change their mind. They would all order the same cheese that they had ordered anyways. And again, it's the same conversation in front of everybody. Now, do that for 3 months straight every week when you go into the deli.
Oh, no.
Finally, my wife said, you know what? I already know. You've already told me. I don't need your cheese shaming.
Oh.
I grew up on this cheese. I like this cheese. This is the cheese I want.
Even if it's not real cheese, it's just cheese product?
Another woman caught up on this and said, wait a minute. What is it you said about cheese? About the gentleman. And then he goes, that's what's wrong with this country. That's what she told him.
That's classic. What's wrong with, yeah.
Classic.
You know, for all the things
just
that are wrong
serve
with this
my cheese and move on.
Cheese.
To be fair, the gentleman then pursued my wife through the store and apologized profusely after. It's not like my wife was truly angry. She told him, she's like, listen, I'm not angry. She's like, but I heard your talk.
Right.
And it's over. And he got really, he's like, I never considered that people felt that way.
Right.
So just be conscious of yourself at the deli line.
He was talking cheese smack.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what happened.
He was. And it went on for a long time, to be fair. I'm not sure how I could hold out.
I got to be honest. I don't think I've actually have really had a conversation with the person at behind the counter. But here's the truth. Is that the,
peasant, get my cheese.
No.
I'm sorry, were you speaking?
I have deli line anxiety.
Okay.
So I don't like to wait. I don't like to get it sliced. I just go to the pre-cut.
Right.
And I accept whatever is there as that is the cold cut that I'm going to get that day.
I'm the same way. My wife knows this, so she no longer sends me to the deli for cold cuts because she knows that I don't care.
I don't care.
She's like, why did you come home with a pound and 3/4 of turkey? I'm like, that's what was there.
That sounds good.
That's what I had.
I feel uneducated when it comes to the different kinds of things. So when I get there, it's so nerve-wracking to be like, which kind do I want, that I just go to whatever's pre-sliced and I'm like, I'll take that one.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. What annoys you in the deli line? Raven is all upset because his wife keeps getting cheese shamed at the deli counter.
Oh, I guarantee you it won't happen again now that she told him.
Right. So the deli guy was always making, like, saying the kind of cheese that she was ordering was not great cheese. And it really brings up the whole stress that comes with the deli line.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been asking, what annoys you in the deli line? You can call 1-800-330-9999. We asked on our Facebook page, Rachel basically slams ShopRite. She's like, the awful paper ShopRite uses, it absorbs all of the moisture from the meat and cheese.
Oh, don't get rid of my moisture, man. Don't take my moisture.
1-800-330-9999. What annoys you on the deli line? We'll get to your calls coming up next on Star 99.9. What annoys you the most about the deli line at the store? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. We've been talking about this because Raven's wife kept getting cheese shamed at the deli counter.
Yeah. And then she had to tell the deli guy about himself because, I mean, he was cheese shaming everybody in that deli line for weeks on end. Now he's much more apologetic.
Right, because he was saying that the cheese that she ordered isn't real cheese. She'd be ordering your cheese. I get really stressed out, and we talked about this earlier, that I have a lot of anxiety, so I just don't do it. I just get whatever's pre-cut, and I just accept that that is what I'm getting today.
Now take that anxiety and imagine being shamed there at the counter when you finally, you've come up with the courage to step to the deli counter place your cheese order, and now this gentleman is shaming you. It's humiliating.
The whole process is really barbaric.
He's lucky my wife didn't strike him.
Oh, the deli line is barbaric. Can we just admit that?
Right, right.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What annoys you about the deli line?
Everything. The fact that there's one cheese slicer and like 12 for the meat. The fact that there's 15 people in line and two people working and one goes on break.
Yes.
The fact that when you ask them to slice things thinly, they huff and puff.
Oh, my wife is ashamed.
You've got to open it up and close it again yourself.
Right.
Cut my grocery shopping time in half if I don't go to the deli.
And why do they take that bag and put the sticker in the middle of it where they know it's going to rip the bag?
And you get a little Ziploc thing at the top, put it on top of that, and then boom, your bag's broken.
I hate that.
I mean, seriously, why can't they invest in stronger bags, right?
And they want you to take the slices as if, like, everything is a steak, right? Because, again, I mean, shaved ham. Like, I just know it's a bad scenario when I walk up. If he's not going to cheese shame, somebody's definitely going to get upset that she wants a pound and a quarter of shaved ham.
Christine on our Facebook page wrote, what annoys her is when the kiosk is always out of order. Not to be antisocial, but sometimes she prefers to browse the options and the case isn't accessible when there's a line.
Right. I get that. Right, because people are up there, they're line blocking, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I can't stand? Let's not put it all on deli people. I can't stand when I'm at the deli line and there's a person there that acts like it's the first time they've ever been to a deli line.
Well, that's like me.
I'm going to peruse every single type of meat and cheese you have up here. Seventh sample of ham.
Right.
There ought to be a cutoff.
Do you think, though, you know how sometimes they give you samples and sometimes they don't? Do you think they do that based on whether they like you? Because I used to, when I was younger and prettier, I feel like I used to get ham
more
slices
samples.
All the time. Now nobody offers me cheese or
prosciutto.
I'll tell
you what happens. They got really upset the other day. My wife was buying, she was making Swiss burgers, okay? So she's up there perusing the Swiss. Now, Swiss, not a cheese that you're getting every time.
No.
So, okay, taste it. They offered me a slice of cheese. I'm on my phone dealing with something at the moment. I'm like, no, I'm all set. Thank you. They seem so angry with me.
When you don't take it.
Right.
Because sometimes
like
you don't want it.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you're a nice person. It's nice. If I was starving somewhere or thirsty and you offered me water, I would be thankful. But I don't need that cheese right now.
Right.
Like I don't want to smell like Swiss at this moment.
You got a cup of coffee in your hand and they're trying to shove a slice of salami down your throat.
Yeah. Give it to the next unsuspecting person who just wants cheese thrown at them.
It's not me. 1-800-330-9999. What annoys you about the deli line? For months, Raven's wife has been cheese shamed at the deli counter.
Yeah, I mean, she had to tell the guy about himself finally. She was like, listen, I've heard your speech. It's been 3 months now. Leave it alone. I'm getting the cheese that I want.
That guy didn't like Land O'Lakes. He would tell her it was fake cheese. And finally, she was like, listen, stop talking cheese smack.
You're giving the same speech while six people are in line to every single person, and they're all ordering the same cheese, and nobody's changing their order. Give up, man.
So 99.9.
The world's beating you.
It's Anna and Raven. But we've been talking about it because there's a certain level of anxiety and stress that comes with going in the deli line to the point where I don't even do it anymore, to be honest with you.
Do you think people that work at the deli also hate their existence?
Do you
think that? Because I'm not putting all the trouble on the people that work the deli. I know some people at the deli, they're very lovely, jolly people.
Yeah, of course.
But then you see them 10 years later in the business and the joy is gone.
Well.
So I'm just wondering if the world breaks them eventually.
We asked Rachel on our Facebook page. What annoys you in the deli line? Rachel wrote, when they go over the amount you ask for and they don't take the extra slices off. What are they going to do with those extra slices, though? Like, do they just put them in their mouth?
Right. Now those slices are set to the side for the next person that comes up. I'm going to be like, where'd you get those slices?
How long they've been sitting
out
there?
I don't want them slices over there. They do, and you notice, like, certain people go under or certain people go over.
Mm.
I mean, it's nearly impossible to hit it right on the head unless you're stopping every slice. And who's got time for that anyways? But you could round down for me. That's fine. Right.
Diana wrote on our Facebook page, cut the meat the way I like it. Also, shredded or paper thin is thin. Sometimes I say see-through. Either way, if I get home and it's wrong, I return it. Is there anything weirder than the person that's returning turkey?
And you're the person at the customer service line. So now, like, I mean, somebody gives you a box, it's one thing. This thing's moist, all right?
Yes.
This thing's wet. It's got a little smell to it. I don't think they're bringing it in a cold pack or a cooler, right? Because you're not reselling.
She holds up a piece of mortadella and she's like, can you see through this?
Right.
Can you see through this?
At least once or twice. At least once or twice, right?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What annoys you in the deli line?
When you're waiting and the person is in front of you and hesitates and they don't know what they want.
Yeah. Like, it's the first time you ever approached a deli line. I'll tell you where this happens to me. At the McDonald's drive-thru line. I go insane. You never been to McDonald's before? What's going on here?
I feel for that person in front of you because Kelly wrote on our Facebook page, and I've never related to something so much. She doesn't like the deli line because of the instant anxiety when her magic number is called, and then she can't recite the order that she's repeated in her head for 15 minutes.
I mean, type it out on your phone.
Oh, it's me.
All right?
Yeah. I get up there, and I feel like I know what I'm doing, and then I get up there, and I freeze because I'm not sure what I said. And then I don't know what power Boar's Head has over me because I think it's the only brand
I
know.
Some of the people ask all the prices before they even order.
Like as if they can't read the chalk chart, all right?
Yeah, it's hard. And then I just say Boar's Head. I say Boar's Head everything. It's just the first thing that comes out of my mind, and it's $14 a pound.